opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
There we go. Can you hear me? Can you hear me okay? All right. Hey, good morning. This is Carl Linda Bott. It is Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today. It's Tuesday, the 8th of June, 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Well, I've got Pat at the helm today. Hey, good morning. Jared's sitting in his lap practically.
Yeah, no, good morning. And you guys got a little activity going on. We'll find out about
I've got
that.
An announcement to make.
Oh, you do?
I
indeed.
Have a first.
Yes,
I have a first here. But what's the weather look like?
Hey, the weather is looking great. You know, it's been cooling down. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near only 74 and a slight breeze. It's going to be partly cloudy tonight. And then on Wednesday, there's actually a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, which is always kind of cool to look out to the east and see those. It's going to be sunny and some chances of thunderstorms throughout the week. But that's about it. I also wanted to let people know that the lake is down. We're about 113 feet from the top right now. It's pretty low.
Okay, what's the I don't know what how we can compare this unless we, like from last year or something like that. But it's down 113 feet. We're going to keep track of the lake level for everybody. And the at Lake Shasta, of course.
Yeah, great. And just remind you that today is the 9th of Wednesday. Excuse me. It's the 8th. I knew that, yeah. But and you want to probably know what day it is, right?
Yeah, what day is it?
Okay, this is the day that wild animals... no, I'm joking. It's Best Friends Day. Call your doctor day. Name your poison day. Maybe that goes along with what happened to you this morning, Carl.
That could be. That could be something that's
name
going on.
Name your poison. Right? You named your poison this morning, that's for sure.
Okay. Hey, the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business. Great people there. Give them a call. 365-3793. So I'm here with Sharon Clay.
Good morning,
Sharon.
Good morning,
from
Carl.
Turtle Bay.
And I always bring chaos with me.
She brings chaos. In this case, it's the brand new baby fox, gray fox.
Correct.
And I was able to hold her, and I mean, she just rolled over on her back, and she makes these greatest little sounds. And then she ran over and peed on my computer when I had the computer open. And so, you know what? It's a first.
It's her computer now.
Yeah, it's her computer now. That
you didn't know you were donating that today, did you?
I didn't. You know, luckily, she didn't. She didn't cut loose real heavy.
No,
there, but,
that'll keep the cats away from your computer now, too.
Oh, well, that's good. I've never had problems with that either. So, okay, Sharon. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, now you are the animal.
You give me a new title every time I come, so I'm always curious to hear what you have to call me today.
Oh, no,
you always make something up.
You are the turtle. Bay.
Let's hear it.
Animal whisperer.
Oh, okay. All right.
You've got them all there.
okay.
No, you've got, you're in charge of all the livestock.
The livestock, yes.
All the livestock at Turtle Bay. And gosh, we've known each other.
Well, 14 years.
14 years now.
Uh-huh.
And I, first of all, I just, it made the papers as it should have. Sweet Pea, our delightful little friend, the skunk, who's been with us a long time.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, okay. I got a little gray fox. She's peeing all over herself now because I scared her. Oh yeah. You're a good girl. You're just rolling around on me. So, yeah, that's a good girl. I can't write on that piece of paper either. And Sweet Pea passed away. And
yes.
You know what? She was kind of a mainstay. At Turtle Bay.
She really was, and it was a really hard loss for us. She was with me since she was 8 weeks old, and basically, we say with all these animals that we give them a new purpose in life, and they have a new job. You know, their job's no longer eating mice or, you know, fertilizing the ground or doing whatever it is. We give them a new job, and the job is to be an ambassador and teach everybody about these animals and to really love and respect and appreciate them. And, you know, a lot of times we don't know if we're succeeding at that. We think we are. We hope we are.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet Piggy was the epitome of that. She, losing her, we really learned that she did that job to the fullest, to the nth degree. The number of people that reacted to the article, the people have come to Turtle Bay. We had a memory tree up that just got filled up in like a couple of days. Pretty phenomenal. She was just this little skunk, and she impacted and touched so many people's lives. So I'm really proud.
She really did.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had another tragedy.
Oh, yeah. That was last year. We lost. I mean, we actually, unfortunately, at Turtle Bay, we had a lot of loss in 2020. Mm-hmm. Not only did the pandemic was hard, but we lost a lot of animals. A lot of our animals are aging out. We lost our little gray fox that we had last year. That one was a hard one. That was just a routine spaying, and that's we say all the time, you know, putting anything under anesthesia is always
dangerous.
That's
why you sign all those waivers.
That's right, and but it rarely happens. So you always think, oh, yeah, I'll sign this away, whatever. Right. And no, she had that reaction they always talk about, and
but that's good news from that, though.
So, yep, from the ashes always comes something, and right, in a storm comes a rainbow, all of that, right? All that stuff, right? Door closes, window opens, right?
Yeah.
All that lovely cliche. And so when we did, I was actually talking to some wildlife rehabilitators. That's where we get most of our animals, because most of them are rescues. And I was talking to them, letting them know that we did have an opening for a skunk. And she's like, well, I have a baby gray right here for you. I was like, what? So I have a new baby gray for Turtle Bay that we're raising. We've had her for 3 weeks. She's about 8 weeks old or so.
She's a cutie.
She's adorable.
And yeah. I didn't realize when she came over and rolled over in front of me like that she was peeing herself.
Yes.
And which puppies do.
Yes.
Puppies do that.
She's
and,
always so excited she pees.
She is quick. And
faster than any puppy you've ever known.
Oh, she
and
is.
And vertical.
And she can go, yeah, that's right, because she can go straight up a tree, right?
Yes.
So we've got a new, and so are we finding a name yet for our little gray fox? Is that going to be
No, I gave her a name yesterday, but it has not been officially announced. It will be officially announced when she's out of her quarantine period. I know, that's a teaser for you.
I have fox pee.
Are you sure? Maybe that's coffee.
Yeah, that's fox. Anyway. It was...
I'm trying.
Oh. the fact is, though, is you're right. Animals do age out. And even though they live so much longer
Sweet Pea in the wild of skunk would have lived like 2 years to four,
uh-huh.
And she lived eight.
8 years. And you've got the older gray fox.
Yep, and that's the big thing. I mean, she is so past her expected age. She in the wild, they live 2 to 4 also. In human care, they live 6 to 8 in human care.
Right.
And she's 13.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
You know, when we say 2 to 4, can you explain to our audience, you know,
why they have such
why they're such short lives?
So most of the short lives are due to disease and predation, and of course, you know, human interactions and stuff like that. So, you know, it's like some, I don't know the exact, because every species animal is differently, but it's safe to say that less than 40% of any babies ever survive to the first year of life.
Well, it's tough out there.
It's tough. It's we always say it's a jungle out there, Carl.
Yeah, well, it is. Yeah, we get into business.
That's right.
Get into small business. And who have you got with you?
So, this is Alexa.
Alexis, yeah. Of course. How are you doing?
Hi.
So do you work with Sharon?
I do. We are working together for an upcoming event.
Okay, you're the event lady.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. Yep, I work in development. I'm the special events coordinator. And so I'm here with Sharon today because I heard the fox is coming. So, of course, I'm just kidding. I'm here to talk about Walk for Wildlife, which is an upcoming event actually this Saturday.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So it's a walk where along the route, it's really special. Sharon and her team will have our animal ambassadors out so that folks can stop and meet them along the route. And it's kind of like a scavenger hunt in that way. You don't know which animal is coming up next. So they'll be placed along the route. And then the grand finale is meeting Amanda from Animal Planet's Amanda to the Rescue. So she's coming to visit us, and we're really excited because she's awesome, and she's really excited to spend some time with us at Turtle Bay.
And when's she going to get in here?
She gets in Thursday, actually, yeah.
Yeah. So
maybe we can talk to you about, maybe she can roll in here on, I've got a Friday, you know, Friday morning open.
Mm-hmm. Excellent,
maybe,
yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe, I'll talk to her, I'm sure.
If, see if she's, you know, available.
Yeah, she's available.
Well, let's take a quick break, and we can talk about all these things that are happening. But, you know, I don't know anybody that doesn't love going through the Turtle Bay, but the all your exhibits, all your wild animal show, it's such fun because every show is different. Even though it's supposed to be approximately the same.
That's correct.
Every show is different. I've been there before, and we're going to show them how to dig. And just, you know, how they
down.
And they just look at you. And then you go, and then I expect you, really, you'd get on the ground and start digging, kind of like I do in front of a dog. Come on, you're supposed to do this. And the dog just watches, you know, but slow off. And if, because you all don't force behavior.
No, so we never force our animals to do anything. So the shows are going now. The Walk on the Wild Side animal show is going. It's at 11 and 12 every day but Mondays. So people should come on down and see it. All of our animals are trained using positive reinforcement and what we call choice and control. So the animal has choice and control of all the situations, and they get to say. So they do it right, they get a treat for it. They don't do it right, they don't get the treat. We wait them out, and then when they do what they're supposed to, they'll get the treat then. They get to say. So sometimes our shows, they participate the way we want. Sometimes they participate the way they want. And that's all fine, because the idea is to bring about appreciation for these animals. And so, you know, if that's them getting the best of us or laying on the ground and totally ignoring us, then you know what? That's great. And like I said, look what Sweepy did. So I think it's really great that they get to say what they do.
Yeah, I think so too. All right, we've got to take a quick break here.
Awesome.
This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is just what it says. It is a community bank. It's locally owned, local board of directors, locally run, of course. And they've been moving local dreams forward for years since they started here in Redding and in Red Bluff, because they have a branch at Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, two branches here in Redding, one at 1845 California Street. And, of course, in the Cobblestone Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. That's the main branch. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 7:17 in the morning, and it's going to be a beautiful day, 75 degrees.
I work all week long, and I don't work alone.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're talking about Trinidad's Espiritu Series Number 2. Crafted with tobaccos from Brazil and Nicaragua and wrapped in an Arapiraca leaf, Espiritu No. 2 produces a harmonious medium to full-bodied cigar with extraordinary zesty complexity and earthy notes. Come by the shop and pick up your Trinidad Espiritu No. 2 today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bond. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, 2225 Hilltop Drive, a great place, designer jewelry or estate jewelry, Native American jewelry. They have it all there. Very fair prices. Four Winds Jewelry. I'm here with, of course, it was Sharon Clay, and who is the head of all of the wildlife at Turtle Bay. I'm sure you've got a real name.
I do have a real title, but
that?
I love yours. You always,
I just
always
come up with
you
new
always
ones.
Come up with new ones every
and
time.
Alexa, that's who's got the. Did I get that right?
Alexa, yeah.
Yeah, Alexa. Who's got? Who? She's the one that puts on everything over there. The events coordinator.
Yeah.
So
I'm the curator of animal programs.
Oh, mine's much better.
It is. I
mine's
told you.
Much
see,
better.
You're, I
that
like
is
yours.
So dry. You know, I like you to think of you as. You know, Sharon of the Jungle, you know, something like that, covered with animal baby animal pee.
Baby animal pee. Yeah. That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now we got some things happening.
The lots of things coming. So butterflies are opening. Oh my gosh. Everyone's so excited. We're so excited. Butterflies open on the 19th. We get our first chrysalis, like, arrive today to start getting them to open to fill up the butterfly house.
And a chrysalis
chrysalis is, contrary to popular belief, butterflies do not come out of cocoons. Moths come out of cocoons. Butterflies come out of chrysalis. So,
okay.
So we're getting a little chrysalis or, you know, like
now,
a cocoon.
Now, there are businesses out there that provide these, right?
Yes, well, provide, well, sell, but yes.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Provide. When I say provide in business, that means sell.
See, in a nonprofit, when we say provide, it's,
yeah. Oh, okay.
It's generously hand over to us for our use. So, there are butterfly farmers all over the country.
Wow.
We, different suppliers we go through. We have to have very strict USDA permits. Every every species we're allowed to even get is listed on the permit. So it's not even like butterflies. It's these very specific butterflies that we're allowed to get. We have to follow very strict regulations to make sure no butterflies ever leave the house. Because if butterflies get out, people always forget, butterflies turn into caterpillars. Caterpillars destroy crops. So it's like we have to find that balance between, okay, don't kill all the caterpillars because you're killing all the butterflies, but we also don't want butterflies that aren't from this area getting out into this area and introducing new ones. So, you know, all those butterflies, like we're getting our suppliers in Florida
Well, the butterflies then in the butterfly house, are they kind of like local type butterflies?
Some of them are. They're all U.S. native butterflies. They're all native to the United States, but not necessarily California.
Okay.
So some of them are and some of them are not. And so basically you don't want any of those Florida butterflies that aren't in California or Wisconsin or Texas getting out here. So that's the deal. So we are very strict things, but we're super excited. We couldn't open in 2020, like everyone else in the world, and we're excited to have butterflies. Everyone's excited.
If you've never been to the butterfly house, you need to do it. You can you'll see them in various stages of coming out of Chrysalis, and then they're flying around and then watching kids in there, little kids.
Yeah, we have a new thing for it.
They land on them, and it's just like.
And we are adding something to help them land on the kids this year. So,
like I do with the lorikeets.
So it's like that. So it's $1 for a butterfly feeding. So you pay $1, we'll have these sugar sticks, and they can hold them up, and the butflies will come and land on your stick. On your hand.
Do you need to do you train them to do that, or they just kind of like they sniff it in the air and they here they
That's
come?
That's right. They like the sweet stuff, so they're going to come to it.
Really?
So yeah.
Now
we
planted butterfly friendly plants
That's
at
awesome.
Our house, and we've seen a few out there, and here they come for that.
Yep. Definitely, they want that good old.
There's a shortage
sweet
of
nectar.
Butterflies. It seems like
there are, and a lot of that is there's a shortage of insects in general, and which is a little scary because that means there's a shortage of pollinators, which means there's a shortage for those farmers being able to have their plants be pollinated from one to another. So butterflies are an insect, and we're having a big insect decline. And sometimes we think that's great. Like who wants bugs? Like I don't want bugs any more than anyone else wants bugs. But we forget that butterflies start as they're an insect. Secondly, star as a caterpillar.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, about bugs, I mean, there's somewhere in that chain. And I've never found a spot, really, for mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Anywhere in the chain except bats eat them. So maybe that's it, you know, because I like having bats around. Okay, we got just a few minutes left. What else is going on?
What else do we have going on? Okay. We want to thank...
That's
going to
be this weekend, though, the walk with the...
Walk for Wildlife is this Saturday.
Okay.
This Saturday at 7 and 8, they need to register for that. It's going to be so much fun with the pancake breakfast. Get to walk, see all the animals.
Pancake breakfast and everything.
Yes.
So how much
included.
Does it cost for the? I'm sure it's just a...
So $15 a ticket, or you can upgrade to $25 a ticket, and you'll get an Animal Ambassador plush of your choice. The plushes are almost sold out too. So they've been really a hit. We'll have a pancake breakfast that is sponsored by Shasta Dam Kiwanis Club. So that'll be really awesome. That's in the forest camp as well.
And then everyone gets to meet Amanda Geisey from Amanda the Rescue. It's going to be a fabulous fundraiser for the animals at Turtle Bay. So we're super excited. And then before we go, I have to make sure I talk about, we have time? Good. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Time.
We'll make time for the wonderful, the most incredible Maurice and Marianne Johannesson. They've been so generous to us at Turtle Bay, to the whole community, right?
Well, I mean, you know what?
Come on, the whole community.
If I started going literally through the list of everything that Senator Johannesson has done for the North State, but Shasta County and Redding, we'd be here for another 30 minutes.
That's right.
And I'm not exaggerating.
No.
And they continue to give.
Yes, exactly. And we have been the lucky recipients of their kindness and generosity. They built for us the Animal Recovery Center. It's a little building. We call it the ARC for the animals to recover if they're in a surgery or they need just to get away, or like one of our elder animals needs to get out of the temperatures, things like that. So it's pretty amazing. And then on it is this little exam room that he had, that we put on the side of it. It's one of the rooms in this little building, but it's been an empty room with just like, just a table, like the exam table and light. And so he recently purchased for us a portable x-ray machine and ultrasound, and we're getting ready to bring in also from him the anesthesia machine. So we will be able to care, do all of that stuff. We want to take the animals over to a vet clinic where there's dogs and cats and other people screaming and all that
stuff.
The
vets come to you then.
The vets come to us.
And you've got all the equipment there, though, so
correct.
That's great.
So we do have a vet that we use that's our primary vet, and so she'll be able to just come right to Turtle Bay and take care of the animals there. I do not exaggerate when I say this is a complete and total game changer for us. A portable x-ray machine, you think about your x-ray machines that you always, we all get. This one is free. So we literally can go down to the exhibit, train the fox to stand still and take an x-ray right in their exhibit. So like we don't have to catch them up. We don't have to take them anywhere. We can do x-rays
right
there.
You can train a fox to stand still.
I can.
Obviously, you've got
a ways to go with this
Yes, you've got your ways to go with this. I think right now she's hanging upside down in her carrier. Yeah. Well, that's, you know what, I'm so glad you brought that up, because the Johannessens do so much for our community in this, and this is just something that it's out of the goodness of their heart. This is what they want to do, and that portable x-ray machine is huge.
It's huge.
And then the ultrasound. Also, and so, 'cause now the animals don't have to leave the surroundings that they're, you know, they're comfortable in. Yeah, that's wonderful.
It's pretty
good. Have we sold out?
We're close, but we're not quite there.
Okay,
how do
people buy a ticket?
Yeah, they can go to turtlebay.org and click on events, and it'll be right there, Walk for Wildlife, or just turtlebay.org/Walk for Wildlife.
Always enjoyed the Butterfly House. Our grandkids were taken there every summer when they came to visit. It was the highlight of their visits, along with the short animal shows. They loved watching the chrysalis hatch as well. All good fun. And, of course, my favorite place is the Lorikeet House. I love it. Don't let your unruly child get near me. I will pour the nectar on his head. And then watch mom and dad try to keep the Lorikeets off of their son's head. Landing, pooping, all of those things.
I know. They're talking about getting peed and pooped on.
Oh, that's it. But I tell you what, Lorikeets are just...
You've introduced,
several years ago, you introduced another... group of lorikeets in there.
Yes,
remember
we
that?
Did.
Mm-hmm. So that you've got two different groups.
Yep, that are all together. They're all integrated.
Are they bipartisan now?
They are. They are completely.
Well,
nonpartisan at all.
Well, it could be that maybe even be better. maybe we could send you to Washington, D.C. And with enough...
I could integrate them.
Enough nectar. Maybe we could do that. You know?
I think the problem is that I haven't learned how to train people yet. I'm sorry.
Too bad. Okay. Sharon and Alexa, thank you so much for being here with us. Hey, thank you for bringing... She won't tell me. She's named the fox, but she won't tell me what the name is. I can't believe that.
You can make the announcement
okay.
1 week.
Can you tell me afterwards? I won't say a word.
Maybe.
Okay, maybe. All right. Hey, we're gonna take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. You know what? This Quick and Clean Car Wash has been, not at this location, but it's been around Reading for over 100 years. And spring on over to Savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash right here at Market and Eureka Way, right down the street from us, next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. If you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. That's Quick and Clean Car Wash. We use them, and they are just outstanding. People there are just very, very nice. 7:32 in the morning, 57 degrees. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Albee from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Sholisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl Linda Bodland is on assignment. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And today, the 8th of June, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know, Judy Maxwell, we had friends coming up that they lost their fire insurance and then their homeowner's insurance because they were in an area where there had been fires, not because the fires had gone through there, but just in an area. And we sent every one of them down to see Judy Maxwell. Judy got them the coveted fire insurance and homeowner's insurance. She has ways, she knows so much about how the insurance works on any of these disasters. Plus, they ended up, everybody ended up moving their business and their cars and everything over there too. And the reason is that Judy Maxwell knows what she's doing, and she has an extremely competent, highly trained staff there to help you with any of your needs. We have insurance with Judy Maxwell. You can reach her at 221-0441. 7:38 in the morning, 57 degrees. You know, something that offended me. And probably, you know, well, do you get offended often? No, not really. I kind of like, I really kind of laid back on 95% of things. And I realize that. But this really offended me. You know, D-Day was Sunday, June 6th. Joe Biden, the President of the United States, did not make one announcement. Not one thing except enjoy your long weekend or something like that. Never once mention D-Day. Now, I have never heard of a president not remembering and recognizing D-Day. This was the first step in taking the world back from Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich. It cost 22,000 lives right then. 22,000 lives of Americans, plus then the fight through Europe. The battles at D-Day range from not a lot of resistance, some resistance, to extremely hard resistance on Utah Beach. And when if you see Private Ryan, and you'd be surprised about just how real that was, as far as the portrayal of the enemy fire coming down onto that beach, and then after the beach, trying to fight their way out of that small area, the containment area they were in, they lost thousands more. And if you go to the cemetery at Normandy, you'll see dates of June 6th. You'll see a lot of June 6th, and then you'll see June 10th, July 4th. I saw several on July 4th, all the way up into August.
Yeah, Pam and I were there on the Utah Beach. That is where her dad came in on the fourth wave. He was with the 91st, and in part of our honeymoon, we had the account, the hour-by-hour account of the person that led his unit, mm-hmm. and we followed that from the beach all the way to Paris. Of course, it only took us hours, what took them weeks.
Yeah.
It was very moving, and Americans are honored with flowers and displays.
Oh, the French really, really go all out on D-Day, because that was the day that freed them from the yoke of Nazis. And our president... I should say the president couldn't even find a minute to recognize, to remember this great sacrifice for this country, which is kind of strange because his son, well, both his sons were in the military. One lasted like a month and a half and got bounced out on cocaine charges. We won't, Hunter, but Bo served honorably. And I believe in Afghanistan. And you would think that somebody who had military in their family, their sons, would remember D-Day.
Yeah.
And he didn't.
No, it's just take a moment.
He
was towing the party line, Carl.
Are you kidding? It's pathetic. It's just pathetic, in my opinion, of course. Now, what's going on in downtown Reading? This downtown Reading has got like 16 buildings that have been bought or sold since 2017. Of course, the K2, the big one right now. But right now, in May, a Reading tech company announced it was moving downtown across from the new Riverfront Playhouse into a building purchased in March by a pair of local businessmen. Invested more than $3 million on downtown real estate since 2018. Bethel Music is moving downtown. You remember where the old Goodwill store was?
Oh, sure.
On Pine Street.
Yeah.
That's going to be Bethel Music, and you take a look. They're building like crazy there. The Americana, of course, the Americana Hotel down the street here, was purchased for $225,000. It was closed, because of all the things that were going on there.
Well, when is Cleary's going to reopen? That's what
never,
I want to know.
Never.
I still have a $100 gift certificate for there.
Well, you know what? It's no good.
Oh my!
Cleary's
God.
Is never going. To
That
Cleary's
was the
is
best
not,
place.
Cleary's is not going to reopen.
Oh,
and
man.
You probably heard it first here. And it's not because it's because one is closing down for as long as you do. And then now having to revamp and reopen someplace else because they've sold the building.
Oh, okay.
The building's been sold.
Well, that was a special thing for me because I played for her grandpa, celebrated my 18th and 21st birthday at Doc's. So when she opened that, I was the first one to play in there.
Good.
I really enjoy that.
Then they've, Weaver and Lynn bought the Americana and sold it for a good profit there, after they've completely redid it, and it looks really great. The, of course, the, uh, they've They started Eric Hyatt and Luke Miner, Downtown Collection. They purchased the old Graphic Emporium building. And then they bought that former Salvation Army thrift store, which went into, of course, Bethel Music. There's just a number of these. Dave Binda had a real good article on it. And, you know, Market Street, things that are being done at Market Street, the people that bought that one hotel on Pine Street where the head shop was and tore all of that down. There's talks about building a hotel there. And then what McConnell's doing across from the, right down here on California Street and all these things that are going on. A lot of building going on right here in Redding. A lot of movement forward. That's great. Okay, let's take a quick break, and this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction and Ted Leidy has been doing this for 12 years and is now the largest privately owned company in California, period, teaching in over 46 different locations. That's Northern Firearms Instruction, whether it's a CCW or a team building for your business. You think about this, you know, get out there for a few hours and shoot and compete against each other safely and under close supervision, and let your people learn how to shoot. And like I said, there'll be contests out there. And the ones we've run before for a variety of different businesses, they've all had a great time. For more information, go to usgunpro.com. We'll be right back, 7:45 in the morning, 57 degrees. Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to enter our Swipe to Win promotion starting April 1st through June 24th. Weekly drawings on Thursday, 6 to 9 p.m. Winners receive bonus entries for the $20,000 final drawing on April 29th. Keep playing for a chance to win a patio boat on May 27th. And one of four energy-saving Pedego electric bikes on June 24th. Join us for a safe, comfortable, and fun gaming experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. More drawings, more winners, and more fun. WindRiver.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or a four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our fall semester will offer more in-person classes on campus and more in-person student services. We'll continue to offer many of our classes via our flexible online environment for added convenience and choice. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or a certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your life. lifetime with an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill many of the positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan your tomorrow today. Fall semester classes begin August 16th. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance. You know what? These two physical therapists, Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang, this is not their first rodeo. They've been helping the American gymnastics team, NFL Combine, several other professional sports. They know what it takes to help you recover from an orthopedic injury, strains, sprains, or just life is kind of going, catching up with you after you've abused yourself for the last 40 years. Give them a call at 533-5030. That's 533-5030, or stop by 3673 Eureka Way. And they're there to help you. Now, other things that are happening. You know, remember the gas pipeline that was shut down, Pat? Okay, it appears that our FBI got most of the money back. They found the private purse, and they siphoned the money back. Well, you know, that's cool, but what's being done about the guys that did it? I mean, is it just one person? Is it a gang? Is it something like this? They're operating out of Russia, obviously with impunity, because this isn't the first thing they've done. And but they got the money back, most of it. But it doesn't keep them from doing it. Like, they shut down the beef. 25% of the beef industry was shut down when they went after them.
Oh,
so
God.
It seems like... And this is the war of the future. I mean, this is the war of the future.
Ransomware.
You know what? We're going to be recruiting people that their whole lives been spent in little dark places, usually being paid, being fed by their parents, and they've got these huge thumbs and big brains. I know the FBI. My nephew, who was, you know, was talking to the FBI, and they said, "Can you hack computers, or are you real computer literate?" And he goes, "Well, I'm as computer literate, you know, at literate as any, you know, lawyer, and this is, but no, I'm not into that." And that was one of the things they were really looking for. And then I've heard things about the military saying is that, well, you know what, they recruit, I don't know if you knew this, you knew this, they recruit for the Marine Corps band.
They do. Was that because musicians are generally smarter and more charming?
No, they have to recruit specially because they're usually unfit and can't make it through boot camp. So what they get, though, is they really, and they're older. And so they'll recruit them specifically for the band. Now, they've got to meet all the grooming standards. They've got to do everything after that, you know, pass the PFTs, I think. I'm not sure. But then some of them have their masters in music. Some of them have been playing that trumpet for, 35 years.
Yeah.
And so I read an article that says the military was going to be recruiting heavy into people that could, you know, be in the front lines of this techno war that's going on. And they don't necessarily have to meet all the requirements you would to go through boot camp.
They could be a geek, or, you know,
they could do that.
They could have a beard, or...
Well, I don't know.
They could eat Cheetos while they're on duty. You know, Carl, the thing is about ransomware that
Cheetos on duty. No, then they leave little orange marks all over the computer.
Yeah, that's true.
But, I've got a story about Bill Clinton and Cheetos, but you don't want to hear it.
People should be aware that ransomware is serious. I got hit by ransomware. And you know what it is? If you fail to have your protection, like some virus protection, McAfee or Norton, it can only take literally a few seconds for them, those bots, to find your computer and lock up your files. And in one case with mine, I started a new computer, and I was loading programs on it, and I waited to load the virus protection until, like, number 5. And in between that, the thing popped up, and it said, we've locked your files, and you have to send money. Fortunately, I didn't have any files on that computer. I was able to wipe it out and start over.
Well, if they came after all the money here at Free Fire Radio and Free Fire Media Inc., you know, I mean, how far can they get on $2? Yeah, you want the money? Here it is, $2. Okay, you know, a couple of years ago when we started talking about this $15 an hour pay, and which Biden says, you know, he's trying to make it nationwide, which, of course, is another ludicrous step from a man that doesn't understand what's going on in America, in the sense of you want to have $15 an hour in Portland or $15 an hour in San Francisco or those places, okay. Go for it. But Oregon had the right idea. We're going to do it $15 in Portland, but we're going to do it indifferently throughout the rest of the state. If you insist on a $15 an hour wage in a lot of places, it's going to put people out of business. So the former McDonald's CEO said what this is doing is pushing automation to the front. I know Carl's Jr., when they had their big meeting, because we know the lady and gentleman that owned Carl's Jr., and, by the way, Jersey Mike's, one of the big things at their you know, the affiliates that own the franchises is the use of a kiosk, and it replaces people. Now they're looking at, you know, the voice technology that recognizes what you're saying, and it's 85% accurate right now, and they're testing that in 10 of its Chicago's locations. Now, when they get, you know, it's going to just get better, and so 85% of them are correct, but they've got a worker there checking to see which orders aren't. So what this is going to do with the kiosk and the voice recognition systems for the drive-thrus, instead of having a 10-person shift, you're only going to have, like, maybe a 4-person shift. And when you have a 4-person shift, that means 6 people have lost their jobs because of this insanity to force a certain wage on, you know, throughout the United States to places that they just can't afford it. And looking at fast food franchises, which takes, you know, it's millions of jobs. That they've got a real slim percentage. It's like a 2%. They go in volume. You know, they have like a 2%. So you add not just the worker at $15, your basic high, what's your order? It's your guys that are running the place, and then your managers of that. Everybody goes up in money they have to. So again, this great idea to pay $15 is just going to be a boon for the rich technology guys that sell them the software.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. You know, they're paying signing bonuses at McDonald's
right
now.
I know.
$500.
Well, you want to get into why that is? No, I don't have time for that. My last thing, though, is, you know, Floyd Mayweather, who is the, you know, he pound for pound is probably one of the best fighters ever. And was never defeated. And he got into this it's an exhibition bout with a guy named Logan Paul, who is a YouTube guy who's gets millions of hits. Well, Paul is 6'2", much taller than Mayweather, and he also weighed 40 pounds more than Mayweather. And it was an 8-round exhibition, and no scoring or anything, and they boxed for the whole 8 rounds. And you know, Mayweather, obviously, they said anybody watched it completely won this fight every round. But Paul said, I survived. Well, they've got this one video clip where Mayweather hit him with a left hook, and Paul is starting to go down, and Mayweather catches him. It's kind of holding him.
Oh, my God.
Holding him up. No, that's okay. It was an exhibition.
Sure, yeah.
And so it was kind of thing. And Mayweather says, they said, why, you know, why would you do this? And he goes, you know, those, those little patches on my trunk, you know, little, you know, advertisement. He says, that was worth $30 million. That's, he says, you can't feed your family legend. Wow. You know what? And he did great. And like I said, there's, this looks like he was holding him up after a shot. Okay. When we come back and see what else we have here. Oh, that's pretty much it. This week, of course, on Friday, we're going to be talking water and salmon and, with Dr. Smith. That's going to be a great show. And the, tomorrow we're going to be having, the Chamber of Commerce is going to roll in here. Linda's got the show tomorrow.
Well, that'll be fun.
I'll be out in the woods.
You're tomorrow. On assignment tomorrow.
I'm on assignment tomorrow, starting early. Right. So, okay. When we come back, we've got Shasta Regional Medical Center.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. If you couldn't reach a favorite website today, this may be why. An outage at a California-based cloud service company.
Dozens of high-traffic websites, including the New York Times, CNN, Twitch, Reddit, and even the UK government's homepage could not be reached. San Francisco-based Fastly acknowledged the problem this morning and said in repeated updates on its website it was continuing to investigate the issue. And then an hour later, the company said the issue had been identified and a fix had been applied. But customers may experience increased origin load as global services return. Fastly provides vital behind-the-scenes cloud computing services to many of the web's high-profile sites. I'm Julie Walker.
Vice President Harris put in charge more than 2 months ago of the administration's response to the border crisis, has yet to visit the southern border, although today she is a bit closer. Harris is in Mexico for meeting with that country's president. Israel could be on the verge of resolving its latest political crisis. A vote of confidence on a proposed new coalition government is planned for Sunday as longtime Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu struggles to hold on to power.
The new coalition brings together parties from across the political spectrum. Factions from the far right to the far left have been united in their desire to oust Mr. Netanyahu. He's desperately trying to peel away support for the proposed government and deny it the parliamentary vote of confidence it must win.
The BBC's Alan Johnston. They got it, but they couldn't hold on to it. Much of the $4.4 million paid by Colonial Pipeline to those behind a ransomware attack has now been recovered, according to the Justice Department. Wall Street, the Dow down 28 points, NASDAQ 21 points higher, the S&P is off 2 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements, and today 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a DinoVite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without DinoVite. When I get out the DinoVite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. DinoVite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
Deadly turmoil engulfs Afghanistan as Western troops pull out of the troubled country.
Several hundred people were protesting in Faizabad in Badakhshan when clashes broke out. They're angry about poor drinking water, security and power cuts. Elsewhere, residents in the capital, Kabul, and in Herat were left without electricity after pylons were blown up. As many as 20 have been damaged in recent weeks, causing widespread disruption to imported power supplies. As international troops continue to withdraw, there are more reports of fighting between the Taliban and government forces defending urban centres. Some reports suggest the Taliban has just overrun another district in Faryab province.
The BBC's Jill McGivering. UN appeals judges have upheld the convictions of former Bosnian Serb military chief Ratko Mladic for genocide and other offenses during Bosnia's war, confirming his life sentence. News and analysis, townhall.com. Big shoes to fill as Southern California's Saddleback Community Church begins a search for a new lead pastor.
Pastor Rick Warren has announced he is retiring. Warren told his congregation Sunday the search for his successor will be launched this week, according to the Orange County Register. The 67-year-old Warren has led the Saddleback Church for 42 years. While the main campus is in Lake Forest, Saddleback Church has expanded to 14 locations in Southern California with an average weekly attendance of 30,000. There are also international campuses in Hong Kong, Germany, the Philippines, and Argentina. Warren has written multiple books, including The Purpose-Driven Life. I'm Mike Grossio.
French President Macron slapped in the face today by a man. It happened as Macron visited a small town in southeast France. And there is a video of the incident. It's been circulating widely online. Get on Wall Street, the Dow down 36 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. Phone lines here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, the 8th of June, 8:05 in the morning, the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Pat's at the helm. He is a producer in training, so if anything goes wrong, we just dump it on Pat.
Blame it on me, yeah.
Blame it on Pat. What's the weather look like, Pat?
Well, the weather's looking great. It's been cooling down, and today it's going to be mostly sunny with a high near 74, slight breeze. Going to be getting partly cloudy as we go through the rest of the week, even a chance of thundershowers. And just to remind people that the lake level is down now at down from the top, 113 feet. It is way down there.
Yep, lake level down 113 feet. Well, and this is beginning of June. Wait till August. Unless we get some kind of crazy rain systems here. Okay, thanks, Pat. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business that's headquartered in Anderson. Propane's all the same. It's the customer service that makes a difference, and that's where Shasta Gas Propane shines. They have discounts for seniors and veterans, and like I said, it's a veteran-owned business. Give them a call at 365-3793. Well, I'm here with Casey Patch, who is CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and we brought
a very, very,
very august
panel here yeah. for us today, and we're going to be talking about Elder Abuse Awareness Month.
Okay.
I have to give credit to Inspector Bone, brought it to my attention, and you see when you drive by the hospital with the purple lights and the banners, and we're certainly trying to get the word out there. And so we brought some folks with us today. Gail Gustafson, is that correct?
Yeah.
From the county of Shasta.
Wow.
Which division? I don't want to say the wrong branch that you're with, but
with the Health and Human Services Agency, Adult Protective Services.
Perfect. Okay.
And then we have my two social workers at large, Gloria and Sabrina. And we're going to talk about...
Who, by the way... are both veterans. And thank you so much for your service. I appreciate it. In fact, Gloria?
Yes.
We were in Somalia at the same time, not at the same place. I'm surprised we didn't run into each other.
We maybe did.
Maybe we did. Did you have long hair then?
Probably. Yes.
You know what always amazed me? I'm sorry, but just going completely off. Is at Marine Corps boot camp for women, they used to have to cut their hair, but then they found the magic sock way of putting their hair up,
Were you all trained the same
no,
thing?
No, that was way after my time. We put it in braids and pinned it up.
Oh, did you? Mm-hmm. Okay, because you can use a sock and you cut off the end of it, and you can put all your hair into that so it gets it out of your face and
does
all
it
that.
Stick up high enough to give your position away, though?
No.
Or?
No,
okay.
Not like that.
Just checking.
And, you know, I've always said that of all the places I've been, Mogadishu and all those areas we were operating in, was some of the most... It was the saddest... Some of the saddest things I've ever seen, and probably some of the worst places I've been, was in Somalia. So thank you for your service, both of you ladies.
Thank you, and same to you.
Well, hey. Okay, let's get into elder abuse, which, by the way, is Casey bought me two shots of Colt 45 the other day, and that to me is kind of like elder abuse, or can be.
Well, I let you have them both.
That's
it wasn't true. Like I held one back and there kept it for myself.
There's a lot going on this month.
There is, and there's a lot of... I thought we would probably kind of direct the conversation into recognition characteristics of elder abuse, because we've got the experts here, and some of the signs that people need to be aware of. I was doing some research, as I always have to do before I come on your show. Thank you very much. And I was just kind of astonished at how common it really is. I think the stats are 1 out of 10 adults over 60. And that's a little disturbing. And I'm sure that the prevalence has increased over the years, considering the opiate epidemic and a lot of those type of things that are making people not think clearly. So I'll turn it over to you guys to talk about signs and elements of there's different areas in of elder abuse or different elements, and so we'll let you take it away.
Yeah, let's start with the Health and Human Services.
So we at Adult Protective Services receive calls 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. And in 2020, we received 2,206 calls of suspected elder or dependent adult abuse. So we serve... the dependent adults in our community are those age 18 to 64 who depend on someone else to meet their daily needs. And then elders, we classify as 65 and older. The majority of cases that we get in Shasta County, the top two categories are normally self-neglect, elders that are isolating themselves, or have been isolated because they've moved to an area and then their family moved away or family has passed away and they're left by themselves. And financial exploitation is always huge in Shasta County. So we get these reports. We get them assigned to a social worker that serves a certain area of our county. We have some very rural areas. Those are a lot of self-neglect cases. Because people in the rural areas tend to, they don't reach out for help. They don't have eyes on them on a regular basis. So a social worker goes out, meets with them, discusses the reported allegations that we received, and then also tries to address everything else that's going on in their life while they're there to see what kind of resources and safety things that we can put in place for them while we're there. Link them with those resources, and then we try to pull out and let those resources take over and give them the help and safety that they need. We also, when we do encounter our cases that have criminal activity linked with them, we reach out to our local law enforcement, which is how we work with Investigator Boone with the Reading Police Department on a regular basis. He does our elder abuse cases for us. And then we also work in conjunction with the district attorney's office to try and get.
You said that, and I've heard of a variety of cases of the financial misappropriation of funds because somebody is there taking care of them, and they just believe the money is theirs at that point.
So some of the stats published on that are they're looking at about, I think a couple of years ago they published about 5 million adults were financially taken advantage of to about $36 million total across the country. It's a big number.
I actually had a bank. I was talking to somebody from the bank that somebody came in with a check, and they refused to cash it. They said, I tell you what, you know, this is a big check. And you know that it's been, you know, it's been made to you and signed. We're not going to cash this. until we talk to the person. Are banks kind of like that first line of defense there?
They are, and they've gotten really good about reporting to us when they believe that something is not right with someone's account. But, yeah, there's people who convince people to let them become their power of attorney. And while power of attorney is a good thing to have in place, really having a deep understanding and trust of who you're making your power of attorney and what kind of power you're giving them is super important. Because some of these people assume that once they've taken on that role, they now control where your money gets spent and everything, which is not the case. It's not for their personal use. And we do see that a lot. Or just people who have access to ATM cards, blank checks, credit cards that come in the mail, things like that. Or if personal information is left, you know, in visible spots around the house, those people can now access and take out credit cards in your name. There's also a lot of scams that happen over the computer. They happen over the phone. Our elders are extremely susceptible to that because of being isolated, especially during COVID. We've seen an increase. They get a phone call of someone who wants to chat with them on the phone. They think it's great. Someone's finally paying attention to them. But once they have their hook in them, the scammers just, they don't let up. And it's very sad to see people are losing their entire retirement and now being forced to just live off their, you know, small Social Security check because everything else is gone.
Well, my my mother-in-law, who is 88, is pretty sharp. And the she's been caught once on this, and she got about halfway through it because it was when she told me about it, I would have had to sit there and think, except the old adage of never – ever trusting, nobody's going to come to you over the phone. Nobody's going to come to you over the phone. And so she shut it down right there, but then she had to go and get new cards and all those things. But this is a huge thing. And the other thing, too, is that, you know, elderly people have a tendency, they came up during a time when people were trustworthy. And they didn't have the ability to run scams on computers or, you know, the way they do it now. We're here with Shasta Regional Medical Center, and we're getting facts on elder abuse, and we're going to take a break now. This portion of the show is brought to you by REU. Are you thinking about purchasing an electric car? Well, REU has rebates available that can help you offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. We'll be right back, 8:16 in the morning, 58 degrees out there, going up to 75. A beautiful day today.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
You know, every time we get a new producer, we get a whole new string of songs. And so now we're going into the big band sounds, and Pat's in there dancing. Jared, that's what that rubber mallet is in there for, is to keep our producers under control. Would you show Pat the rubber mallet? So, hey, welcome back to the show. It is Free Fire Radio here in the station. Of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Botman is on assignment on Tuesdays. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're talking elder abuse. This portion of the show is brought to you by SST Oil. SST Oil wants to remind everybody to get that defensible space. It's fire season now, and this could be one of the worst ones if that's possible. You know, but we've been warned by CAL FIRE this could be a bad year. Do you have defensible space? Do you have everything you need in a go bag or close where you can just pick it up? And if you only have minutes to leave, that you can pick up all things like medications, you got your animals there, their medications if they need any, and be able to get out and get out quickly. SST Oil, been in the business here since 1967. They, too, are on the front lines with the firefighters delivering diesel fuel, gasoline, and, of course, jet fuel for the tankers. That's SST Oil. We're here with Shasta Regional Medical Center and Casey Fatch, and he brought in a group of experts here on elder abuse, Health and Human Services. They have well over 2,000 calls a year to Health and Human Services, of which every one of them is investigated. And during the break, if they go to a house, though, and somebody says, I'm fine, I don't want you here, then that's about it. That's all you can do. If somebody needs help, what do? Do you just bring, I mean, do you call different types and say, hey, we have some people here that, I mean, what if their house is a mess? They're obviously need help. Who comes in and does that?
So when APS goes out and does their investigation, a huge reminder to the community is that Adult Protective Services, we're dealing with adults. They're 18 or older, and they have a right to make their own decisions unless they've been conserved in a court of law. So if someone says, I don't need your help, I'm fine. I'm fine with the way I'm living. No one's abusing me. I don't need help. I want you to leave. Then by law, APS has to turn around and walk away. Definitely one of the hardest parts of our job, mm-hmm. leaving someone that we know needs help and that we have resources we could put in place to help them, but it's their choice because they are adults. If the social worker that goes out deems that that person is so cognitively impaired that they don't understand that their choices are placing them in danger and an unsafe situation, then we have the ability to try and stick in there and put some resources in place. Normally, as a very last resort, if nothing else we're doing is working, we can make referrals to our Shasta County Public Guardian's office or try and encourage family to step in with conservatorship so that someone who is able to make appropriate and safe choices for them can do so. But
and a conservatorship, my friends, is very, very serious, because once you get a conservatorship on somebody, they have lost all their rights. And this is why it goes to the court system, including the district attorney getting involved to make sure that the person's rights are being upheld. We went through one of these with a friend of ours, and I was really kind of, yeah, it was a real pain keeping doing it, you know, and all the paperwork and all this. But you saw what happened, because the judge, as the judge explained, you've taken away all their rights at that point. So, yeah, that is a huge step. But in some cases, with dementia and other things, you have to do this.
Right.
So, okay, let's move on over to Shasta Regional. And
yeah, so
some that you've got, you know, your people here.
We do. And one of the, a lot of the ways that, you know, the elder abuse gets recognized is basically patients coming through the emergency room or maybe coming in for an elective procedure, and some of this activity bubbles up. And we do a meeting with a multidisciplinary meeting with our every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and we call it Unhappy Hour, because some of the stories that you hear, we come together, nurses, social workers, senior management, C-suite is there as well, along with our physicians, and we talk about the difficulties in making safe discharges for patients and what are the obstacles, and deal with those obstacles at the meeting. Some take longer than others, and a lot are more complex than others as well. And so Gloria and Sabrina deal with this day in and day out. That's their job. And they work with the county as well. And so, you know, we're constantly dealing with elder abuse cases and financial, and I think mostly financial and some neglect, like we talked about earlier. But you want to?
Okay, Gloria.
Gloria.
Good morning. So. Yeah. Yes, we do. This is pretty much our job. As a social worker at the hospital, especially at Shasta Regional serves a population that is the majority older adults. We have a lot of cardiac cases, a lot of stroke patients, things like that, general surgery. So most of our patients are older adults. Social service screening happens. We go in and see a patient if there's some sort of, you know, we get referrals for very various reasons. When we go meet with that patient, we ask lots of questions. We do a general screening to see if there's anything concerning. And sometimes there are concerning things that come up. You know, there's older adults that, for whatever reason, are not taking care of themselves. Like Gail said, neglecting themselves. Sometimes they live with family that is, taking advantage of their resources or not providing them with the services that they need. So that's where we come in. We come in and we talk about that. We find out what is a concern for this patient. And if it is a concern for them, if we think that there's some issue involved, then we make a report to Adult Protective Services. We call them that day. We send a report over, and they're on it very quickly.
So this is Sabrina. Good morning, everyone. Like Gloria said, we're making those reports we're calling them in within hours when we see an older adult come in who we suspect is being abused either financially, physically, emotionally, or self-neglect. Self-neglect can also happen with caregivers. A person may have a caregiver who is supposed to be providing care for them, food, clothing, shelter, bathing them. We see patients come in with bed sores. That's something that if you see something, say something. Report it to your community. Get APS involved. Anybody can make a report, not just the hospital. So I would encourage people to really check on your neighbors, especially during this COVID time when older adults are isolating at home.
Well, we had a case right next door to us years ago that nobody ever saw the guy. I mean, that's not true. We would see him occasionally. And then one day his gate was open. And his gate was never open. And I had his phone number from somebody else and called and said the gate was open, and said, okay. Oh, yeah, I must have forgotten. And within a couple of weeks, somebody was there. I don't know if it's a family member or what, to help out. And the next scene was the police were there because he'd wandered off. And then from there, he was taken under care. So obviously there was something going on there. So if you haven't seen your neighbor in a while, take the time to go over and knock on the door, you know, especially if they're elderly, and to see if everything's okay. It was a good lesson on trying to, you know, being a good neighbor to people, because you know, you could literally save their lives.
Very true.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work on appointments. 244-9478. Yes, it's the only place I've ever had my haircut in Redding, so it's obviously the best place to get your haircut in Redding. It's man's last stronghold. Yes. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back. Okay.
Get older, losing my head, many years from now, will he still be sending me a valentine, birthday greetings, bottle of wine? If I've been out till 2:45, would you lock the door?
Get ready for Turtle Bay Exploration Park Walk for Wildlife on Saturday, June 12th. Meet Amanda from Animal Planet's Amanda to the Rescue at this fun wildlife scavenger hunt and fundraiser. You'll encounter live animals up close, enjoy a delicious breakfast courtesy of Shasta-Dam Kiwanis Club, then get to spend the whole day at Turtle Bay. Can't get enough of our animals? Add your favorite Animal Plus to your ticket to take home. Register today at turtlebay.org.
Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. From rock and roll classics to soul to today's pop charts.
Amarillo, I'll be there.
Tickets just $18 plus fees. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, WindRiver.com, or through our Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. All Wind River safety protocols must be followed.
Celebrate the Papa Bear in your life. The popular Big Daddy Burger is back at Black Bear Diner. This massive burger sports 2 10-ounce patties and a 6-inch sesame seed bun. Add 2 onion rings, fried egg, bacon, cheese, pickles, lettuce, tomato, mayo, and dressing, and well, you've got a burger challenge. Want the Big Daddy but can't tackle the mountain? Try the new Little Daddy. Get both this month only at Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding, or order for carryout or delivery at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
We have, you know what? I do it, teacher. We have.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. My producers are yelling at me. Because, hey, we were chit-chatting about concealed carry. Come on. Wow. It's, you know, 8:33 in the morning. And today, of course, being the 8th of June, and it's a beautiful day. It's going to go up to 75 today. Tomorrow we may get some rain. A weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Anything tobacco, they'll take care of you, whether it's great premium or domestic cigars, rolling tobacco, pipe tobacco, humidors, all the accessories. They've got it all down there. Rolling papers for your rolling tobacco. I'm sure that's what you would be using it for. All of it there. They have a grab bag of three cigars for $29.99, and those are hand-selected cigars, so you're getting a good deal there. Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. And I'm here with Casey Fatch from Shasta Regional Medical Center, and we're talking. This is Elder Abuse Awareness Month. There's some things going on. We're having a Family Health and Safety Fair Fest. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes. So Saturday, June 12th, at the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay, there is a Family Health and Safety Fest to raise awareness. On elder abuse.
And this is from Shining Care.
Yes, right. Shining Care.
He's putting this on with a number of sponsors.
Yes,
here.
The Healthy Brain Initiative and several other agencies are involved in our community prevention committee. There's going to be, it's from 6 to 9 p.m. There's some abuse prevention bingo, family health and safety exhibits, vendor and resource tables. There's a treasure hunt, a walk for elder abuse event, and then planting the purple flags that have also been planted around town. Food and entertainment. They are also giving out the Powerful Senior Award. They're going to have that presentation and celebration. And then between 8:45 and 9 p.m., quick little interviews, hopefully, with the district attorney's office, Adult Protective Services, the Reading Police Department, and Shining Care. And then the bridge will be lit purple in support of elder abuse awareness.
And this goes Saturday, and it's what time?
Saturday from 6 to 9 p.m.
6 to 9 p.m. Great.
I'd like to nominate Carl for the Powerful Senior Award. Is there a formal mechanism for that, or how does it work?
There was. I think it's already done.
I think it's already chosen. Thank you very much for that. I see so many things that people do, Shining Care. You know, when we talk about, Health and Human Services has been taking some hits lately for a variety of reasons, but you can't forget all the things they do, and Adult Protective Services is one of them. I call it Adult Protective Services, trying to get a friend of mine into to see if they could get him into an assisted memory care facility. And they asked me, is he safe? I said, yeah, we've got him into another one. And they said, well, if he's safe, we've got dozens here that aren't safe. And that kind of told me, I said, okay. And it's not that you're on your own. It's the fact is if you've got him in a safe facility, there's so many out there that you're trying to get into, to bring them into a safe environment. So, and sometimes we forget that a lot of things that Health and Human Services does is not just pushing vaccinations. So, okay.
What kind of help is available for seniors if they get into a situation like this? Yeah. Is there a mechanism, organizations that help them?
So we link our clients with all the resources that we feel would enable them to stay healthy and safe in their own home. We don't want people put somewhere else because that's
right.
It brings on a definite decline. So if we can do things to help them stay safe in their own home, representative payee, someone to help with their finances, or if they need power of attorney or caregivers, whether it be private pay or through the in-home support services program. We have linked them with adult day programs, and thank goodness now they're opening back up, so that's a huge plus for our community. I know there was a lot of issues when they shut down. It isolated our elders a lot more. Things like that, we've linked them up with attorneys if they need that.
Do y'all have a phone call group that calls them? And I mean, so they have somebody to talk to?
We link them. There's a
there's organizations out there, the
Friendship Line.
Yeah.
There's Visiting Angels. There's all kinds of resources like that that can go out, or even just call them over the phone, or that the senior can call. Just to have someone to talk to. They can always call us, and we can link them directly with those places. Another great resource is for people in the community to call 211. You tell them what you need, and they will link you and patch you through to whatever. We get a lot of our reports through that. People will call, and they'll start talking about some type of abuse that they think is going on.
And like sexual abuse, most of the elder abuse and neglect incidents is comes from a family member.
Does the 211 work with the cell phones as well?
I believe so.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
What are some of the symptoms if you're looking for, you know, if it seems like something's going on with a neighbor or I hate to even say a family member, distant family member, if you get together with them?
If there's a rapid change in their personality, if they were outgoing before and now they're very withdrawn, they isolate themselves, like you mentioned before, the neighbor that you normally see out, you know, fiddling around in their yard, and all of a sudden now I haven't seen them for a couple weeks, something seems off. Mail and stuff, newspapers stacking up on the porches. Any withdrawn behaviors, or like a lot of times we notice with family and caregivers that even when we go to do an interview, they try to answer for the elder, which normally our interviews are conducted in private with just the staff from APS and the alleged victim so that we can get more accurate information from them. But somebody who takes a client into the bank, and when bank tellers are asking the questions that they're trained to ask because something has piqued their interest, and the caregiver or whoever is with them starts, you know, answering over them and taking over the interview, that's a good sign. And then, of course, I mean, physical, if they've got, you know, bruises and you know, injuries that weren't present before.
What are some of the red flags in the hospital? Because you guys have a pretty narrow window of time to interact with people where the 211 calls are probably somebody that knows the person and over a long period. And you guys, it's got to be kind of a disadvantage.
So in the hospital, we see cuts, scrapes, bruises, bed sores for physical neglect and abuse. We also see withdrawn behavior, isolation, and those are things that are typical with COVID as well. So you really have to check on these older adults, and it's important to have the families involved so we know what the baseline looks like for the person. Are they normally outgoing and active?
How does the financial stuff bubble up? How do you start to recognize that? Probably during the placement process and that type of stuff?
Yes, and also unpaid bills. If the patient maybe has unpaid bills or missing money, that's always a telltale sign.
I was going to say, or sometimes they don't quite know how their bills are getting paid or how much money they have in the bank. They can't tell you necessarily how much income they have every month. Oh. So those are different signs that we look for, sure. And that indicates, okay, maybe we need to get this person, you know, referred to Adult Protective Services. In the meantime, we from the hospital will refer them to things like the Representative Payee Program and give them those resources to help them out. So that's just financial. I mean, there's a lot of signs, I think. One of the biggest things to remind everybody is isolation. It's all going to stem back from that. Whatever kind of abuse we're talking about isolation. When someone's isolated, you're not going to see these things. So it takes all of us. It's not just the responsibility of the hospital or of Adult Protective Services or the county. It's all of us. We need to keep our eyes open, watch our loved ones, watch our neighbors, you know, even the people at the grocery store. you know, if you're a checker at the grocery store, you might see a regular customer, you might notice things. And you can always call Adult Protective Services and let them know if you have a concern.
You know, one of the things that we talk about, you know, a lot of times you only see your parents maybe a couple times a year because they live in, you know, across country or someplace. One of the things you need to do, too, is when you go in to visit your parents, you know, and, you know, think, well, yeah, they're the same. Start looking around the house. Things like cobwebs and dirty and that were never there before. It could be just their vision's gone and they can't, you know, see that. But it could be an indication is that they're going downhill, especially if they're living by themselves. So, you know, check the refrigerator. Like you said, you know, how are we doing on our bills, Mom? You might see a bunch of envelopes stacked up.
You know, Carl, there's also...
And that doesn't mean abuse, yeah. But it just means is that... That may be a time that you need to step in and prevent this from becoming serious.
Right, prevention is going to be key, for sure.
Yeah, and I think also recognition, too. And you know, working in healthcare for 35 years and having hospitals that I've ran, every single one of them has had a behavioral health unit. And so I can kind of consider myself pretty knowledgeable in that area. But with my own mother, I didn't recognize the early onsets of dementia. I just thought she was trying to annoy me. Because we would be in the checkout line at the store, and she would sit there staring at her check, and I'm like, "Come on, you're writing a check for God's sakes!" And then the just simple things like putting her seatbelt in. I thought she was just trying to bug me, but well, I'm not going to do it right now. And then afterwards, it just snowballed into dementia, and it really bothered me because I didn't recognize that.
Because, in my opinion, yeah. You can jump in here and tell me if I'm wrong. Is that you know we have this. A vision yeah. of our parents,
yeah.
the people that were always there, that, you know, they travel, they do these things, and then when it starts happening, in some cases, it can be very quick. So, you know, you can't yeah. blame yourself on
well,
that.
Well, no,
but,
it's just,
but
it's
still,
just something you got to live with.
And
just sharing the experience for just,
sure.
you know, if you
but
recognize that, differences, it's important.
That's the big thing.
It's important.
I think that's important, too, Casey, what you said is that, you know, it just seemed like, oh, they're trying to annoy me or they're being irritating or yeah. they're being stubborn. Yeah. And sometimes that's where abuse stems from. You know, if you mm-hmm. have a person that just gets, you know, they're impatient or aggravated for whatever reason. I'm talking about the caregiver, the family member at this point.
Yeah.
And they retaliate to that older adult because they're so frustrated. Like, why aren't you doing these things
sure.
that I expect you to do that are the norm? So it's important to understand that these older adults are not necessarily being stubborn
right.
or obstinate because
exactly.
they want to be. They just might not have the capacity to yeah. do things the way they did in the past.
And the other thing, too, is loss of hearing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big thing, too. And because you're talking to them, and it's not that they're ignoring you. It's just they really just don't hear what's going on. Okay. We need to take a quick break. It's 8:46 in the morning. It's 57 degrees out there. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. 75. You know, last week was 100. Tomorrow, it's only going to go up to 79. So I'll be out walking up and down hills tomorrow. Last week was 107.
107, yep.
Whoa, I know. That was the day I picked to do power washing.
There you go.
All right, we'll be right back.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. The Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right.
Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuentes Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Compass Sports Cards, locally owned and operated at 1620 East Cypress Avenue across from Hill Collision Center, is your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia with modern and vintage sports cards and collectibles. Compass Sports Cards features baseball, basketball, football cards, and is the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards, open from 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Do you have a collection? Have it appraised at Compass Sports Cards before or after hours at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Call 355-2016 or stop by today and check us out on Facebook, Compass Sports Cards.
I work all week long.
Welcome back to Free Car Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Talk Radio with Carl Lindebach. It is about 58 degrees out there, and it's kind of got clouded up a little bit, partly cloudy, but it's only going to get up to about 75 today.
And we'll
tomorrow,
take it.
We'll take it. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. I'm here with Casey Fatch, CEO of the Shasta Regional Medical Center, and we're talking with his group here, his board, his panel of elder abuse experts, because this is Elder Abuse Awareness Month. There's going to be a family health and safety fest. It's going to be at the Sundial Bridge. It's going to be Saturday from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's free. And if you want to go down there and find out with, you know, the healthy brain and all these other things that are going on. And then they're going to light the bridge up purple because purple is you're aware of elder abuse. So, Sabrina, you said something about powers of attorney and checks and all this.
Yes, thank you. I just wanted to mention that our population in Shasta County is aging. We have a lot of older adults here, and it's important to think about those things. Sooner than later, you can do a pulse with a doctor, and it's important to check in with your primary care doctor. Have that filled out. It'll just talk about what you're exactly looking for as you age. Do you want to be DNR? Would you like to have those chest compressions and such things?
DNR means do not resuscitate. So if you trip and you know, in my house, and I trip and I skip a breath. My wife, you know, calls the crematorium.
Yeah, but there's a lot more that goes into it because everybody focuses on the DNR aspect of it. But you were going to talk about it has a lot of other aspects of care that you want or you don't want that you need to have that discussion ahead of time because when it happens, it's too late.
Yeah.
Yes, and it's very important to look at what does the quality of life look like. If somebody, an elder adult, has dementia, having them intubated or doing those chest compressions, that may not be something that they're going to want as they age in. And if the quality of life isn't there, it's important to consider those things. And it's harder for families to make decisions when their loved one is in a situation
So it needs to be done. You need to talk about these things ahead of time. And I know it's sad, and it's because now you're talking about the end. But it needs to be done so you can, you know, carry out their wishes on it.
Yeah, but it's. But again, it's not so much talking about the end. It's you know, people live for years with these conditions, and so it's talking about what you want done during those years and how you want to live your life. And again, I can't stress, waiting until it happens is just a bad idea. You know, get out there and have those conversations with your family and your physician, and make sure that you know you have control over that, because once something like dementia sets in or a real bad cancer or something like that, things change, and you want to make sure that they stay the course.
We got like 4 minutes left, so what do we want to hit here? I mean, we've talked about so much stuff. They gave me a great handout on get the facts on elder abuse, and you can get this from ncoa.org/article/get the facts.
We have a couple other events that the Elder Abuse Awareness and Prevention Committee has scheduled. Yesterday, they planted the banner and flags at City Hall. This morning, my staff and a bunch of other people on the committee and in the community were planting flags at Anderson River Park. There's a food drive through the district attorney's office that started May 24th and goes through June 11th. That food goes directly to the seniors. That food will be delivered, bagged up and delivered out to Connected Living off Mercy Oaks. There's a blood drive. It's at Vitalant at the Blood Source Center. It's on June 23rd. If you go in and tell them you're donating on behalf of Elder Abuse Awareness, they're keeping a tally of that. And then again, the big event on June 12th at the Sundell Bridge from 6 to 9. But also on June 17th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Wind River Casino, there is a free event and a free lunch is included. It's the Keeping Our Elders Safe Symposium. The keynote speaker is Mr. Paul Greenwood. He's a retired district attorney from San Diego. If you've never heard him speak, he's extremely motivational. He's extremely passionate about elder abuse. And you can register for that at shiningcare.org under their upcoming events. And again, that is free. There's going to be other speakers there, I believe, from the district attorney's office, Adult Protective Services, our local ombudsman's office, the fire department, things like that, people who come into contact with elder abuse on a regular basis and what they can, the education and experience they can offer you.
I was glad to hear that. You got two of your. Is this all of them, or you have more of you?
We have a whole herd.
A whole herd.
Oh yeah.
Anyway,
these guys are doing great work over there. It's unbelievable, and it takes a big team, an interdisciplinary team, to get this stuff. You know, I remember 30 years ago, it was not that hard to get people out of the hospital into a safe environment. For some reason, it's just gotten extremely difficult.
Why is that?
There's a lot of contributing factors. I think the breakdown of family is part of it a little bit, a lot of it actually. Frequency of drug abuse and what that type of behavior spawns, you know, exploitation.
Well, the other thing too is we've got an aging population,
right,
and there's getting
to
be more and more of them.
Right, people are living longer.
Right.
Yeah, and less and less places for them to be at.
And there's more older adults too.
Right.
Yeah, and so you've got. And it's hard to start a facility and then everything that goes along with it. So if you have people, I imagine that must be frustrating to you over in Health and Human Services to have somebody you're trying to get into a facility and there's no room in the inn.
Yeah, so we don't do necessarily placement into facilities, but we have resources that can help them facilitate that placement specialist. But just finding someone affordable housing is one of the biggest struggles that we have in Shasta County. There is none. There's no, I mean, and then our fires came through, and that made it even harder to find somewhere to place someone.
I think especially senior housing, you're talking about a couple-year wait list for some of these low-income senior apartments.
Sure. You know, we all kidding aside, at the hospital, we have these meetings that we do three times a week, and then there's a lot of other stuff that goes on behind the scene, but there's probably 20 people at the table. Is that that's a light? That's probably a low number, but you know, and we spend an hour and a half to 2 hours and just trying to figure out the complexities and strategize how to get people into a safe environment. And you know, we throw a lot of resources at it at the hospital, and so that's and again, they're doing a great job. It's been very enlightening for me too, and you know, so. And a shout out to Inspector Boone for bringing this to my attention, because this is a great cause, and I think we're gonna really grab onto it next year as an annual thing as an organization. So
okay, well, thanks so much, ladies, for being with us here
thank
today.
You for having us. Thank
again,
you.
Thank you for your service, Sabrina and Gloria, and thank you for everything you're doing with our elders. I mean, it's not easy, but I guess every so often you get to smile.
Every so often.
Every so often. Yes. In case thanks so much. And,
no,
you know,
pleasure.
Tomorrow.
There are good things out there.
There are.
Yeah. And tomorrow, Chamber of Commerce is on, and we talk about things that Shasta Regional Medical Center does. And one of the things is you sponsor this show. That tells us what's going on in our community. I was just reading about 16 buildings here in the last few years have been bought, and they're being, some of them are torn down, but the rest of them are being rebuilt, new businesses and everything. I mean, it's really a renaissance down here.
It is, and Jake's doing a great job, and I'm proud to be a board member.
And you're a board member there.
Fantastic organization as well.
Okay, got to run.